Border crossings on a motorbike. After COVID, border crossings around Vietnam have become more difficult, but not impossible. Unfortunately, the rules change all the time and without any announcement. One person's story and experience may be different to another person's story and experience. You may as well stop your border crossing research here though, because you will not find more up-to-date and accurate information than the Tigit website. Due to the inconsistencies, Tigit is no longer allowing rental motorbikes to cross borders, but we do sell off our older rental motorbikes. You can see we have a sale price and an estimated realistic resale price on the secondhand market. Tigit no longer buys back our own motorbikes. Now take a Honda Blade, for example, where maybe we're selling one for $500. This is going to have a resale value of around $300. This is a pretty good and cheap way to travel across the countries. Thailand, I know for sure, is not possible anymore on a Vietnamese motorbike. You will not be able to get into Thailand. In summary, yes, you can go to Laos and Cambodia on a Vietnamese motorbike, but you might find some difficulties at the borders. With time and effort, you should eventually get across the border though. It's not a guarantee.